The title of this morning's address is An Original Thinker. Some years ago, Bill Darlison, who was the previous minister here at this church, gave Paul a computer he no longer used because Bill loves to keep up to date with technology. Recently, doing a clear out, we thought it was time to bring Bill's old computer to be recycled. But before doing so, Paul decided to clear the files from it. And among those files, I found addresses Bill gave in Dublin over a period of about 5 years. Rereading these made me realize afresh what an original thinker Bill is and how blessed we were to have him in Dublin for 14 years. And it was a little bit strange to read some of the things Bill wrote about 17 years ago, particularly with the benefit of time passing. Bill is an academic. He's interested in languages. Now, not everyday useful languages like French or Spanish or German. Bill learned Latin, ancient Greek, and after his retirement, he went on to study Hebrew. He's passionately interested in the Bible, and he still reads it every day. He reads it once a year. Beginning on the 1st of January, he reads 3 chapters on weekdays, and on the weekends, he reads 5 each on Saturday and Sunday. And he finishes the entire Bible on New Year's Eve. He's read the New Testament in its original Greek, and since his retirement, he's been studying the Old Testament in Hebrew. His other great passion was astrology, and for many years, he combined his knowledge and his passion in his preaching. And this is where Bill earned the title of the Elvis of the pulpit. As I was thinking about this service over the past week or so, by coincidence, somebody sent me a joke, and I was thinking about, you know, the Bible and how Bill read it. There's a copy of the cartoon on the paper there, and the cartoon shows Moses, and God is way up in the mountain somewhere. And God shouts down to Moses, "Listen, the truth is way too technologically advanced for your people right now. So we write it down as allegory. They're savvy enough to get the essential message." Moses says, "But what if one of day they lose that savvy and revert to reading it literally?" And God responds, "Come on now, how likely is that to happen?" We have our roots in the Christian Bible. If we read it, we interpret it as allegory or metaphor. And we use reason when reading it, and we make allowances for the time and the culture in which it was written. Those who read it literally may accuse Unitarians of riding roughshod over God's holy word. We will never be accused of taking, now Bill will never be accused of taking a literal approach to the Bible, because Bill went a step beyond allegory when he shared his thinking that the Bible, and particularly the Gospel of Mark, is an astrological guide. Now, for anyone whose only knowledge of astrology is the horoscope cast by a mystic Meg, regarding the Bible as a work of astrology must seem like a blasphemy. However, in the past, astrology was regarded as a science, one with ancient roots. It was developed by people who knew the stars and understood the movements of the planets through the heavens. It was a guide to the human condition, not predicting what's going to happen to you today. But sadly, a great deal of that knowledge of astrology is now lost. But reading Bill's addresses, I have to say that there may well be some truth in Bill's theory. And just to clarify my position, I've never studied astrology, But life experience, tell me to keep an open mind. And just think about this for a moment. If you don't believe that planets could possibly influence human behavior, just consider twice every day the tides move in and out, the water flows in and then outward. That's caused by the rotation of the Earth and the moon. The moon affects the tides. We all know spring tides and the equinox tides are always higher than normal. And that's a fact that we do know. This morning, I know there will be people who will be glad to hear I'm not putting an astrological interpretation on the gospel. But I'm just going to bring your attention to some familiar stories within the Judeo-Christian tradition and highlight how those stories may well have astrological connections. And I'm not going to go into those stories. I'm going to assume that everyone knows the story of Moses and the Ten Commandments and things like that. So just to say something about the astrology bit, and this is very simple from someone who operates very simply in this department. There are 12 constellations in the zodiac, Aries, Capricorn, Leo, and so on. And these are spread across the sky. Because of a wobble in the Earth's axis, on the first day of spring each year, the sun appears in a slightly different position in relation to those constellations. And this movement means that every just over 2,000 years, the sun apparently enters a different constellation. It's just there's a different constellation on the horizon on that first day of spring. The Earth travels across that constellation in that 2,160-something years. Currently, the Earth has just moved from the constellation of Pisces. It is now in the constellation of Aquarius. This is the age of Aquarius, as the song says. And those changes are very gradual. And according to Bill, it's possible to align historical changes with those changes in the age. So we're just going to look at some of those changes in the past that happened. In the Jewish tradition, God gave Moses the commandments on Mount Sinai. And this was to be the new covenant between God and his people. Remember that on the night the Jews left Egypt, they sprinkled blood of the lamb on their doorposts so that God's vengeance would pass over Jewish homes. Remember the story of Abraham, who was willing to sacrifice his son to God. And when God saw that Abraham was willing to make the sacrifice, he relieved Abraham of making it. Abraham looked up and he saw a ram in a thicket and he sacrificed that as well instead. Lamb is the central food of every Jewish Passover meal. The symbol of the new faith between Jews and God was the lamb. And the ram is the symbol of Aries. The Jews were meant to embrace the new order symbolized by the lamb or the ram. We know that when Moses was on the mountain communing with God, the people became disenchanted. They wanted to go back to Egypt. They said, "What are we doing here in the desert? There's no food." At least in Egypt, our bellies were filled. They were on for going back, and we know that they built a golden calf, and they were honoring this calf. The symbol of the old zodiac sign was the bull, Taurus. The age of Taurus was ending, and the new age of Aries, symbolized by the lamb, was beginning. The bull had to give way to the ram. By honoring the golden calf, the Jews were looking backwards to the past. And we know that life never goes backwards. Moving on to the next constellation, 2,000 odd years later, Aries gave way to Pisces. The symbol of Pisces is the fish. Jesus began his ministry by choosing 12 disciples, and he chose fishermen, and he told them they would be fishers of men. The earliest Christians did not use the cross as their symbol. Their symbol was fish, two fish. Every bishop's hat is made in the shape of a fish's mouth, something probably none of us think about, but that is the shape. It is of a fish's mouth. There are two accounts of really important miracles in the gospel where Jesus feeds thousands of people and he feeds them with bread and fish. We're told that after his resurrection, on the road to Emmaus, Jesus met his disciples and they sat down and they shared a meal. And these Jews did not share lamb, they shared fish. We're told, I think it's in Matthew's gospel, that Jesus promised to be with his people until the end of the age. And I wonder how many of you have heard that misquoted as being the end of the world. It's not, it's the end of the age. And the age of Pisces is now past. We are now in the age of Aquarius. And I just ask the question, is it just coincidence that all denominations of the Christian faith are feeling challenged and uncertain about their future now? I don't know what the future holds for them, but it is a very challenging time for all Christian denominations. Now I want to look at some of the things Bill wrote 17 years ago about what this new age of Aquarius might bring. And he was writing this in 2006. This is before the financial crash, which seems such a lifetime ago. The water carrier is the symbol of Aquarius. It is a man that is carrying the water. And we who get our water from the tap, we tend to forget that carrying water always was and still is the work of women and children. The men do not carry water. So the symbol of Aquarius, the man carrying the water, signifies a blurring of traditional gender roles. Bill wrote in 2008 of this new age, it'll be time of human-centered religion, technological and communications revolution, ecological awareness, changes of pattern in primary relationships, a time of egalitarianism, the age of individuality. So just going through some of those human-centered religions. I always head to the mind, body, spirit section of books. There was always a section on religion. The religion part of that has disappeared now. It's all mind, body, spirit books. There are books about reading tarot cards, crystals, how to connect with your chakras or contact your angels. There's very few books about Christianity or any other faith. Technology and communications, of course, has been revolutionized. But even in 2008, did any of us think we would be working with artificial intelligence? That did seem a pipe dream. Did anyone in 2008 would think they would hear primary school teachers talking about the problem of children of 7 and 8 having access to smartphones and things like pornography. Ecological awareness. Well, I think maybe this year particularly, we might be beginning to wake up about what's happening to the planet, because we are witnessing climate changing. Watching the Northern Hemisphere burn this summer, the water carrier came to my mind. In country after country, men carried water in trucks, sometimes on their backs, in aeroplanes and in helicopters, carrying water to try and quench the fires. Meanwhile, in Spain, Greece, Japan, and many other countries, floods have devastated the country. We know we have far too much rain this summer. And pundits predict that the next war will be about water and access to it, not oil, like in the previous generations. And who would ever have believed that Irish people would carry a bottle of water with them everywhere? In 2016, 152 million litres of bottled water were sold in Ireland. We have become water carriers. So changes in patterns of primary relationships, the blurring of gender roles. It was around 1998, the managing committee of this church had a discussion and then agreed that we would welcome the gay men's choir to hold their carol service with us. Now we host an annual service for the transgender community. That first service had 16 people at it. Now we would have 60 or 70 in the church for that service. In 2008, who would have believed that within 9 years we would pass a Marriage Equality Act? This church is proud to officiate at same-sex weddings, and we've had many baby welcomings where both parents are of the same gender. In 2008, if you can think back that far, who had heard of gender fluid or non-binary? And at that time, I bet no one ever got an email asking them what would be your preferred pronouns. So Bill certainly brought a new perspective to the Bible. But what does this mean? You know, what sort of, is that information useful? Well, I see it as a reminder that we looked beyond the outward trappings of religion to the teachings of all religions have in common. Be kind, love one another. You're part of the web of life. Respect life. Live consciously. Don't sleep your way through life. Accept change because change is the very nature of life. Or, as Bill put it back then, the Bible contains a warning for those who constantly look backwards. Like Lot's wife in the book of Genesis, they may turn into pillars of salt. Amen.